So I'm here with Brother David Saunders, who is a professor in the Engineering and Technology Department. Brother Saunders will be speaking on Tuesday for devotional. And I guess the first question I have for you is, are you ready for your address and going through that process?
I think I'm ready.
Yeah.
There may be a few more alterations, but I think we're there.
Good.
So it's a good feeling.
So they sent me a copy of your address.
Okay.
So I had a chance to kind of look through that and read through it. And so I saw on there you spoke a little bit about your experience up here working.
Yes.
And you've been up here 30 years, is that correct?
Yes, 30 plus years.
Awesome. What are some of the different jobs they've had you do up on campus and some of the different hats, I guess, you've had to wear up here?
Mainly just as an instructor in the engineering and technology department, and specifically in the area of manufacturing, engineering technology. So in other words, how things are made, to make it simple.
Cool.
How do you operate machine tools to change the shape and geometry of work pieces to fit their design.
And did you have experience in that work before you came to BYU Idaho?
Yes, I did.
Where were you at?
I was at Morton Thiokol down in Clearfield, Utah, and was working there after my bachelor's degree from BYU Provo. So I only worked there about a year before receiving an opportunity to come up here and teach.
And you've been here ever since. That's cool. So I also read in your address, you spoke on a student project that relates to kind of the plan of salvation. I thought it was really cool. And I guess I just wanted you to have the opportunity to kind of expand on that more. You know, they kind of got you talking about it specifically in the devotional. But here, you know, we kind of just like to hear all the details are kind of on that.
Okay.
I thought it was a cool example. So,
well, I hope it comes across the way it's planned. It's been a challenge, but from my background, I enjoy creating things, modifying things, so they're useful. My kids complain about that time I repair things too long. But anyway, I picked a project from the students that they've completed in a CNC class, which I've been the instructor for the final project. So they're given the challenge to design something that has multiple parts to it. And so this group came up with a fly fishing reel. Undertook a big project, but I kind of relate the process of them designing and fabricating, testing, and completing that to the plan of happiness. Because there's a lot of similar steps from the design. We know that our Heavenly Father's design was perfect. His plan was perfect. We just need to align our thoughts into that same mindset, that we can just have faith in His plan and it will lead us to the end and we'll have the results we want. But I kind of compare our failures a little bit in life to that plan with the failures the students experienced in fabricating their parts. But their hard work and their drive to get it completed was very similar to what we need to do in this life in relationship to holding firm to the iron rod and completing that plan the best we can.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. Do you feel like students can see that and they catch on to that? Or do you think they'll...
I'm hoping they will. I think they will. Right. Especially those that maybe are exposed to the Austin building. But
right.
I'm hoping all students can relate to that desire, whatever their degree. They probably enjoy creating. And I think they can relate that aspect and that creative nature to what we're doing on campus and how it applies to the greater plan that we're all in. I can't imagine how much our Heavenly Father enjoys creating. And He's created this wonderful earth for us to enjoy and shared those possibilities with us if we follow the plan.
I love that. I've never thought of that before. That's awesome. So, speaking about students and whatever majors they pick, I saw also you spoke on your experience. You spoke about deciding between two different majors, right? If I read that right. Mm-hmm. And I think that is so applicable to students now because we're trying to figure out what we're going to do in life and things like that. Could you share a little bit more about like what made you decide what you wanted to do and the route you chose?
Yes. I always loved working with my hands. I grew up on a farm in Oregon and a dairy farm, so we had lots of opportunities to repair and fabricate things that would make our job easier. And then I enjoyed classes in my high school and shop. And so I brought some of those talents to the university and selected a couple of majors, one in the, I guess it's now the construction management, but it used to be the industrial arts department. And I enjoyed working with my hands there in their shop. And then I also enjoyed working in the manufacturing lab. I had a brother that graduated in the manufacturing engineering technology a few years earlier than when I came to the university. So he says, you got to take some classes there and see what you think of it. So I liked both of them. Mm-hmm. And enjoyed both of those classes, and taking classes in each of those majors worked together. Didn't matter which one I grabbed. You know what? I wasn't taking classes that didn't apply to my area. But after my mission, I knew I needed to make a decision. And so I thought about it a lot and looked into the departments a little deeper. Salary was probably an issue. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed them both. And so finally, I selected in my own mind, I think manufacturing is how I'd go. And so I took it to the Lord. And I just felt so peaceful with the decision. And so I knew I could pursue that and be happy. And it's proven to be a marvelous field to be involved in.
That's awesome. And is that kind of the process you advise students to kind of do the same as well? And
I know that they don't give you as much opportunity as they did back in Ricks College to maybe take some classes that don't apply to your major. But I would suggest if you're interested in a couple of different majors, to investigate them with a beginning class and then be real sensitive to how you feel you would fit into this environment as a career. And I've found that the Spirit gives you little promptings along the way that help you make those decisions. And then finally, when you're ready to make the final decision, take it to the Lord for sure. Mm-hmm. And receive his witness that, yes, that's appropriate. Go for it. So.
Awesome. Well, I think that's great advice for students. I think that's exactly what they need to hear. So, well, thank you so much. That's all the questions I had for you. And
darn it, I just wish this could keep going.
That sounded great.
Not really.
So, again, that was with Brother David Saunders, who's a professor in the engineering and technology department. And we'll be hearing from him on Tuesday.